Good morning, everybody. It's Ty Stevenson here, and I'm the Waters Brewer. And I'm on my walks with Remy right now, and we are gonna give you a little 1-2 quick punch of some bottling. I'm gonna talk about bottling today. This is what I do for all of my Waters Brewer study experiments. And if you guys just tune in, what that is, real quick. 30 batches, same recipe, same process. The only difference is the water chemistry throughout each batch. And I film it all, put it on YouTube and Facebook, so you can check it out there. But yeah, I bottle all of those every brew day prior to brewing. So I wake up in the mornings, I bottle 40 bottles of my IPA that I've been brewing for the last 18 batches. I got 12 more to go. And then I go and get my ingredients in the afternoon at the homebrew store, and then I brew that afternoon for the, it'd be experiment number 19 in 2 weeks, Tuesday. But yeah, let's talk about a little bit of bottling. So if you're brewing a 5-gallon batch, like what most people do, like what I do, you're gonna need at least 40, nah, I would say at least, If it's your first time, be safe and get 60. It can't hurt to have more for next time you bottle, if you don't even use them all. But for me, I know I typically yield 3.7 gallons of beer at the end. So I call it a 5-gallon batch, but it ends up only giving me 3.5, 3.6, 3.7 gallons of actual beer. So I usually only get about 35 to 40 bottles, 12-ounce bottles worth of beer from my 5-gallon batches. So depending on your, you adjust accordingly, whatever it may be. So now that you know how much beer I yield, typically 3.4 to 3.7, it ranges. And I say it ranges because sometimes the mash is a little bit different. I get more wort into my runoff bucket sometimes. Whatever it may be. But either way, let's say you have 40 bottles. You give them a good rinse, make sure they're all clean, make sure there's no gunk growing on the bottom of it, no fucking weird stuff. Just make sure it's clean. And then to sanitize it, you could run through a dishwasher, but I don't suggest that. I think I did that one time, it worked, but I don't really suggest it. What I do is I fill up my mash tun, which is just a big ass blue igloo cooler, and I fill it up with water, and then I put some star sand in there, so I turn that into my sanitizer, and then I'll dunk all my bottles into the now sanitizer solution in my mash tun. And I'll let them sit there for 15 to 30 minutes while I'm cleaning up something else. So I may be getting my priming sugar. You gotta get that ready. So you use priming sugar to carbonate the beer in the bottles if you're gonna bottle condition like I do. Or you can carbonate the beer somehow prior if you have the mechanism, blah, blah, blah. That's a whole different story. But you'd probably be bottle conditioning like what I do. There's going to be yeast left over in the beer unless you somehow filter the fuck out of it, so there's not much yeast left. So you have to give the yeast a little bit more sugar to produce a little bit more carbonation and a little bit more alcohol. And not too much more alcohol, though, but a little bit. And you have to add priming sugar. And for me, I add 1/3 cup. Listen to that again. 1/3 cup of just tap water, and I bring that to boil real quick. It takes only a quick second, a hot second, whatever. And then when it's going, you start adding in, I add 2.3 ounces, hear that again, 2.3 ounces of priming sugar. You can use cane sugar, I believe that's what I use, or you can use candy sugar for more sweet tasting, or really like whatever you want. So yeah, you got the priming sugar, 2.3 ounces, and like I said, I yield 3.7 gallons or so, and then, 2.3 ounces of priming sugar, for fucking 3.7 gallons of beer. And so, sorry, this lady brought her dog out and fucking mugging my dog. And, anyways, 2.3 ounces of priming sugar for 3.7 gallons of beer. And then you should be good. You pour that sugar into your water that you had boiling, and you dissolve it. So now you got sugar water. And next thing you know, you got that dissolved. You have to have a transfer bucket. So during this whole time, you should be sanitizing another bucket. That way you can transfer the beer off the yeast in the trub into another bucket, where you'll then add the priming sugar water as well. And then, so you add the priming sugar water as well into the now sanitized transfer bucket along with the wort. So, what that'll do, sit, hey, good girl, what that'll do is now you'll have the beer mixed with the priming sugar, and then you have more sugar throughout the whole thing, so it'll be evenly dispersed, so it won't be, some bottles will be too explosive, some bottles won't, and then, so you're all good, and then you have sanitized bottles already, might as well. Now that it's been 20 minutes in the mash tun sanitizer, you can take those bottles out and just put them in something that's like, I just put them upside down on some paper towels, and that works every time. And just make sure they don't fall down, then it can be a bitch. That's happened to me a few times. Make sure it's on an even surface. Or, do whatever. And then, so those are drying out. Then you need to get another little container to hold the caps. So you're gonna have to obviously have caps. I suggest they have those like airtight caps or whatever. Make sure they're good caps. Then you need I use a red hand capper. They have cappers that you can pull down on them too, and they stick on the tabletop capper. But I just use a red hand capper and it works fine. I have noticed it does leave, it's a little bit harder to do it on the short stubby bottles. So I suggest those tall long necks over the short stubbies. Long and skinny, baby. those are all sanitized. You got your capper, you got your caps in the sanitizer solution. So now you gotta have an auto siphon. So I like to have a pretty long auto siphon. I don't like it being short. So rather longer than shorter, obviously. So have a long auto siphon. Make sure that's been sanitized and thoroughly cleaned. Make sure those lines, the tubing is thoroughly cleaned. The tubing attached to the auto siphon. And you should have a stopper at the end of it. And so you can just clamp it when you're coming close to the end. Clamp it, move it on to the next one. Unclamp it, and then it should start siphoning right on into the next bottle, and then boom, clamp it again when you're onto that bottle, and then stop it, move it into the next bottle, unclamp, you know the drill. And then so once you get to the tops, boom, 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 I usually split it into two different batches if you're doing this by yourself. If you have helpers, have someone capping it right away. At this point, like, pretty much once the beer is made, you want to not let oxygen in as much as possible. So whatever you can do to not open the container, not let oxygen anywhere, let it be out oxygen for longer times, also bad, like no more oxygen. So it's harder with one person, but it's manageable. It's what I do. And so anyways, I split it in two different batches. So that was my first bottle sesh. And then I'll go in, and while everything's going on, I'll have another batch of bottles sanitizing, and then I'll dry those out as well. And while those are getting dried out, that's when I would be bottling the first round, and then I'm going to go into capping those while those are drying, So I'll cap all 24 of them or 25 of them or 20 of them or whatever the hell it may be. And then once those are capped, I'll move on to the second batch. So I'll put all the bottles into a little box that I use that I use to put all the bottles in, because I leave, sometimes I spill some beer. And actually most of the time there's a little bit of beer spilt. So I just have it into a box that holds all the bottles. Anyways, I then cap them. And then I rinse the bottles, because there's beer on them, you don't want mold, so you gotta rinse the bottles, and then let those dry, and then I'll usually write what the name of the beer is with a Sharpie on top of the bottle cap, just so I remember, because I have so many different ones now. Yeah, so that's a little bit how you bottle. If you guys have any questions on whatever it may be, about bottling anything, fermentation, water, yeast, hops, malt, the process, fucking running a brewery, brewing professionally, Siebel Institute technology, the Marine Corps, whatever you guys want to talk about, I got you. Thanks again, guys, for tuning in. Once again, today we talked about bottling, pretty much everything. What you need, the equipment for it, the siphons, the buckets, the transfer buckets, the caps, the capper, the sanitizer, all the stuff. Yeah, it's a Saturday and we're not running into too much people. I'm feeling pretty good about this block. Only that one bitch that decided to pull out right in front of me. Alright guys, thanks again for tuning in. My name is Ty Stevenson. I'm the Waters Brewer. You can find me at www.watersbrewer.com. I like to take some cool pictures, so feel free to check me out on Instagram as well. I usually go live on Facebook on my brew days, so you'll be able to catch me there if you want to catch me brewing live as well. Alright guys. Thanks again. Peace.